Good morning and praise the Lord. You're dialed into Maximum Radio Network. You're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 28 minutes or so. Well, welcome. God bless you on this wonderful brand new day that God has given us. It's Monday, September 9th. And we're in the year 2013 of our Lord. Yes, it's His year, as always. He is the master, creator, ruler of time. Welcome to all of our live call-ins and those that are streaming around the world. God bless you. I trust you had a wonderful weekend. Weekend of not only relaxation, but also, of course, you had a chance to worship somewhere with people of God and listen and hear the word, be encouraged, motivated, and now you're ready for this brand new week that God has given us. Now, we don't know what the week holds, but we know who holds the week. And it's the Lord Himself, and that gives us the confidence that we can go forward boldly. Thank you for joining us. You're just really and honestly and truly friends of God, that you're up early and ready to join us in prayer. Just want to encourage our hearts quickly from Psalm chapter 95. That's the 95th chapter of Psalm. And there are just two verses there that jumps out at me. And it's verse 6 and 7 in the 95th chapter of Psalm. And it says, "Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, and our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the flock under His care." Yes, He cares so much about us, and He chose, made a decision on this great day to cause us to awaken. And I trust that you're feeling well and that you're feeling strong, and that's His doing. So we want to bow the knee to Him. And I remember as a child, my mom literally had me kneel at the side of my bed. And guess what? I still like to do that. Yeah, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, you'll not depart from it. And so it has everything to do with the position of the heart, bowing low before God. And in my particular case, it brings back such great memories and such appreciation for God and what He has done in my life arises in my heart even as I kneel. Well, today in our I Am series, we're looking at Psalm chapter 19 and verse 8. And let's listen. It says, "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." So the I Am takeaway for meditation here is, I am God, my statutes rejoice the heart. Well, it's good for the heart. That's the title of our program. Good for the heart and eyes. Two important members of our being, the heart and the eyes. So, once again, welcome to all of you. And I must tell you my great appreciation for who you are. I tell you, on Friday, as we had a disruption in our systems, you just stepped up so boldly and powerfully in prayer that it thrilled my heart, and I knew that it thrilled the heart of the Lord. And I have a note on our dashboard here from our radio team that says, "Currently all systems are operating properly. Please send us a ticket at support if you see anything unusual. Thank you, the radio team." Well, everything is working, I trust. I see all of you are dialed in, and I trust that you're hearing me. If you're hearing me, would you say an amen?
Amen.
It's crystal clear. It's crystal clear. I so thank God, and everything is working fine. I really appreciate your patience with us because, you know, excuse me, we're dealing with cutting-edge technology, and sometimes, you know, in heaven it's said in the Word, there is no moth or dust to corrupt, but in the earth things happen, you know, with our devices, which are very, very good. However, they are not perfect relative to heaven. So we can expect occasionally in our lifetime that those things will disappoint us even as we depend on them. So don't feel bad. You know, these things happen, and of course we call on the Lord as you did so wonderfully on last Friday. Well, today we know that God is still on the throne, and we want to open our hearts to what God is saying in this hour and in this season. Now, if you have a praise report, and one just flew right into my mind, just a second as the words coming out of my mouth, if you have a praise report, feel free to share it with us. We welcome that. And it will be an encouragement to the heart of someone somewhere that is listening. And in addition, if you have a prayer request, feel free to bring that forth. It could be personal, it could be community, it could be national, international, it doesn't matter. God wants us to receive on our hearts those things that we must pray for. And if it's on your heart, then we should, and you should offer it, and we should support you with agreement in prayer on whatever that issue is. So that's what we are about. Feel free to offer that. In fact, the expectation is that you would bring a request. That's kind of what you do at a prayer party, so to speak. You bring a prayer, you bring something, and so we welcome you. While we are awaiting response from you, let me just quickly share something that thrilled my heart on yesterday. This lady came up and introduced herself, and I wasn't sure I'd seen her before or anything like that. However, this is right at the end of our service on yesterday. It turns out that this lady is someone whom we reached in our outreach within the last several weeks, our outdoor outreach in our community. And she was prayed for, and you know, demons were expelled from her being and so forth. And I didn't realize this was the person I was talking to. I wasn't involved in that particular procedure or effort. They were others who were part of our team that did that while I was doing something else at that same time. However, she came and introduced herself, and she looked quite different, that's for sure. She was very well dressed, very presentable, and looked quite different. And she began to chat with me and share a little bit of what's going on presently in her life as it relates to her coming away from drug addiction and all of that. And she was so happy. She took a picture of myself and my wife together. She wanted to send that photo to her mother, who is in, I believe, the South. I believe it's North Carolina or something like that. But that's thrilling. That is thrilling. I mean, she left out of there with such great joy and all of that. That's what prayer does. And we did pray on more than one occasion, in more than one setting, for our community outreach. And that's one of the results of that. So we thank you for being a part of that. That's how God works. He does what he does, and sometimes we don't recognize what was done, but it's done, and it's good. That is true. So thank you so much, and praise be to God. His throne is forever and ever and ever. Do you have a praise report?
Or good prayer morning, request? Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jane. I have good morning. A similar praise report about a year ago. I had asked for prayer for a young man, and I continually keep asking for prayer for him, and I keep, you know, calling him and encouraging him and keeping in touch with him. To make a long story short, it's my oldest grandson's brother, and he had gotten some trouble about a year ago, and it shook him up, and I had asked to pray for him. Well, I spoke to his mother recently, and during the summer, about a few months ago, God bless him, he graduated from school, from high school. God bless him with a job in the airport. He's doing good. He just bought his first car. He registered for college. He's going to do dental hygiene. And I just want to thank God for the prayers, because I had asked the saints to lift him up in prayer in church one Sunday, and God really made a turnaround in his life. Now, I am praising God that he has a good, you know, a right head on his shoulder. He's 19 years old. He grew up without a father. The mother has four boys, and she is doing a good job. I just want to ask for prayer, continue prayer, that he would not let the material things in life that God is blessing him with overcome him. I'm asking for his salvation. He knows the Lord, that his mom is, quote-unquote, Islam. And she was a Christian, and I'm praying for her salvation also, that she would come back. Because God is doing such a wonderful job with these four boys that she's raising on her own. Her name is Keisha, and the young man name is Kadeem.
Well, let us lift them up in prayer. We have some understanding of the challenge of their particular circumstances. Father, we want to bring before you Kadeem and Keisha, his mother. We ask even now, first of all, Lord, we want to thank you for rescuing this young man's mind from the things that had him entrapped. You're helping him to go forward. You're causing his eyes to see. And we bless your name today for that. Now, Father, we ask for continued protection, continued direction, guidance, wisdom for both his mother and himself, for his brothers and others in the family, that they would call on you. They would look to you, depend even more on you, completely on you. You're willing, and you have plans for them. You have good thoughts concerning them for a good end. But they must link up with you. They must respond to your great love and your great mercy. And Father, we thank you for them. And we know that you're making a great testimony even now. We may not see the details or be in touch with the day-to-day, but we trust that you are God and that you're always on the throne and you do rule and overrule. And nothing that you permit can be hindered, and nothing that you reject can enter. And we bless your name, bless Kadeem, his mother, and his brothers. Bless that family for your name's sake. Amen and amen. Amen. There's a young man, I have not met him, but someone shared his story with my wife and I on yesterday, that he's 22, and he has had troubles, and this is a case for many, too many, not all of our young people, because I know many that are doing the right thing, but then there are those who are caught up in the culture of death and are losing quickly. Now, he starts a prison sentence on today. His mother, she has terminal cancer, and he is caught up in the circumstances of all of those things. And for a 22-year-old, that's kind of heavy. And he is sorry for some of the things that he has done himself. So I want us to agree that even as his life goes forward and he finds himself incarcerated, that he would turn to the Lord. Now, there's something interesting as a sideline about this story. the person who was sharing this story with me with great depth of concern and interest and care happens to be someone who bows to the Muslim faith. A wonderful person. And here's what this person said to that young man, that he should turn and call on the Lord. Imagine that. That's how the Holy Spirit works. Now, it's this person that's telling me with great concern about this young man. So now I'm bringing this prayer to us. I also want us to pray for that person that was sharing this story with me, because it's a story based right here in our community. Pray for this person. Happens to be a wonderful friend of ours. Wonderful friend. And we're believing that the light of God would penetrate her. It happens to be a female. Her life and circumstances in a mighty, mighty way. I sense God is doing something awesome. So God is at work all the time. All the time in various circumstances. So that's what I'm going to ask us to agree and pray. This young man, I don't know his name. His name might have been mentioned, but I don't recall it. But God knows who we're talking about. Father, we thank you for this young adult who has strayed and has gone his own way and is basically lost in the darkness. But Father, you're sending your rays of light to reach him. And we pray that that light would touch him, even as he finds himself incarcerated, that someone, the voice of someone, the heart of someone, you would use as they go in to minister in that institution where he is, that would touch his life for change in a mighty, mighty way, that he would be forever, eternally changed and transformed. And Father, we send the word to his mother, whom we don't know. But right now, you know her circumstances. You know her situation. And Father, you're the miracle-working God, that you can bring healing where death looms, where death hangs out. We thank you right now for your word. And Father, glorify yourself in a mighty way in the lives of these persons that we have lifted up before you. Glorify yourself in a powerful and unusual way, letting them know that you are God, letting them know that you hear and you do respond to their situation. And Father, I'm sure that mother has called on you. Answer with mercy and with grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you for joining me in that prayer. Before we leave today, we do want to intercede for one more high school. These young people are really, really, there's so many of them that are wanting to do the right thing, and there's so many circumstances that conspire against their well-being, their safety, and their success. And we want to lift them up. First, we want to ask God to spare their lives, have his hand of mercy encircle and protect them with his ministering angels. I think I shared with you on Friday. I didn't know if I was successful in getting it across to you because of what we were experiencing with the technology, the breakdown of that. In our city, we had 10 people die in 10 days. We're talking about shootings, and many of them were young people. The enemy wants to stop the next generation from taking their place, their rightful place in the battle, in the war, to seize the victory that Christ has won already. And so we must lift them up. So today we want to pray for Central High School. It's a wonderful school, and I know the administrator there. And we want to pray for that school, for the teachers, for the staff, the entire staff, beginning with the administrators. Father, we thank you for Central High School. And Father, now we send your word to alter the atmosphere in that school. Adjust it according to heaven's standards so that today there is peace, complete peace in that school. Within its four walls and its property, there's nothing but peace. And Father, we ask that you would continue to station your ministering angels around that place so that it's safe for those young people. It's a place, Lord, where you can be glorified by what happens and what does not happen. We speak strength and encouragement for all of the staff, the administrators, the assistant administrator, all the teachers. And we speak strength and encouragement to each of the young people, many of whom are coming from homes that have very, very challenging circumstances. And Father, we know that perfection in a home, even when that's absent, you still are on the throne. We thank you right now for the parent who is getting up right now, who's preparing right now to send that youngster off to school. Strengthen them, cause them to turn their eyes heavenward and look to you for help, because it's from you that our help comes. And we pray for that child, that student, that they would be encouraged where they're discouraged. They would have hope where they may be feeling hopeless. They will have strength in their inner being that comes from you only. If they're feeling like they cannot go forward, give them a fresh enthusiasm for learning, a fresh hunger and a thirst for righteousness. For your name's sake, we thank you for Central High School and the results that you are bringing about of performance success. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. 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 Any other prayer requests?
Thank you.
I thank God
yes.
for you.
Yes. I would like to lift up the Waddell family. They lost their son. He passed away. And I know that the family is grieving. So I would like for us to pray for the Waddell family.
My goodness.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry to interrupt, but I also have a prayer request. I would like to lift up my friend Rosemary, who has been fighting an illness, and she is back in the hospital again. I don't know.
And her name is Rosemary.
Rosemary, yes. She was in the hospital recently, and she came out, but she's back in the hospital again. I'd like to lift her up in prayer this morning.
Amen. Thank you for that, and for those prayer requests. We're going to pray for the Waddell family and for Rosemary. it's I tell you, it's I mean, I don't know. I could never get routine about any of this. What I mean is, I mean, I'm just so touched by these situations. And I'm so glad that there's something that we can do so we don't feel helpless and hopeless in the face of these persons, their situation. So we're going to do what we could do, which is call on the Lord right now. And I know that you want to join us in this. Father, we bring before you the Waddell family who has lost one of their loved ones. One of their loved ones have expired. And Father, that has to be extremely difficult. We know a little bit about that from our own experiences, and there's nothing that we could say to them that we know of that would bring them relief or shield them from the grief that they're experiencing right now. But we do know that we can speak with you, Lord. You understand. Your son was separated from you by death, so you can identify with their circumstances perfectly. Father, we speak peace to the inner beings of this family. Peace. That somehow they would find the peace, because it comes from you, a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that would cause them to even question, why are they so peaceful in the face of great loss, great separation of love? We thank you for them right now. We ask that you would just have them have a sense of your presence and your closeness like never before. In the name of Jesus, bless the Waddell family with your presence, with your mercy and with your grace in the midst of their grief, that somehow this experience will deepen, if there is a relationship with you, deepen it. And if there's no relationship with you, cause one to be such as never was. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
We pray for Rosemary, Father. We know that you're at work in her life in some way. And Father, we lift her up right now, even as she experiences the illness that comes with the disease that she has. Father, we speak peace to her body right now. We speak unity to every cell in her body so that there would be remission, there would be cessation of the progress of this disease in the name of Jesus, that everything would move according to health in Jesus' name. Strengthen her, Lord. And Father, even as she thinks and feels for you in whatever her connection or lack of it is relative to you, that she would find you in a way that she has never found you before. And she would testify of that. Father, we pray for her husband and other members of her family, that you would just quicken them with strength to go through. They too are experiencing suffering. So bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Enter into their circumstances. Change and turn it around in Jesus' name. Turn it around for your glory. that you get the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We thank God.
Praise God.
Yes, we thank God for giving us those prayer requests, allowing us the opportunity. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name.
We thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father, we lift up all those that are suffering from cancer, those that we know and those that we know right now.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, because you are greater than any disease. You're Lord over the earth. And our health and our well-being is in your hand. So we thank you, Lord. Bless all of those, some, many of whom we are unable to name right now. Bless them right now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, even as they deal with their therapy. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless everyone. Have a blessed and prosperous day.
Amen.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
God bless all of you. We love you. The love of the Lord. God bless you. Keep you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
May his face shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.